if you've noticed, like I've noticed, there are a ton of combinations. It's not just black and white, but it's Asian and Hispanic. There's just this whole like hodgepodge of multiracial, multiculturalness happening on the television. But have you really stopped to check about how much is actually happening? So we decided we were gonna do this roundup and see how many you recognize. By far the most popular interracial coupling on major network television is Scandal. That didn't take a lot of thinking for you to figure that out, right? Okay, so we have Olivia and Fitz, and they share this unrequited love. Well, actually, it is requited, but they are having an affair on and off, and President Fitzgerald Grant is so in love with Olivia. She's so in love with him on and off, but they can't quite get together. Now, people understandably have a problem with this coupling, mainly because it shows a stereotypical situation where the black woman is playing second fiddle to the powerful white guy, and his white wife takes priority and is always chosen. So I get why you guys are upset about that. I would like for us to move on beyond those stereotypes as well, and display healthy relationships with non-black men that don't have that whole historic slavery component. Okay, next up is Sleepy Hollow. And you have a classic love triangle between Katrina, Ichabod, and Abby. Now, Katrina is Ichabod's wife, yes. However, nobody can doubt that there's chemistry between Abby and Ichabod. And offline, actor Tim Meeson, who plays Ichabod, says it's all about Abby. Ichabod is totally in love with Abby. So I know all of us are really looking forward to see how this plays out, but there's definitely some energy happening there. We'll see how it is. Okay, next up is Modern Family. Oh, wait. You're probably wondering, in the last frame, her lips were not blue. They were blue. Because it's a different day. You don't honestly think I spend my entire day making videos. I have four kids. But if you want to know what colors I'm using, the technique, check it out on the blog. I did a whole post on why I'm wearing the blue and what Rihanna has to do with it. Okay, Modern Family, you've got to love Gloria and Jay. Gloria, she's just such the saucy, beautiful Latina, and Jay is kind of the dumpy, rich, white guy. Sorry, Jay, but you are, I mean, We saw you on Married with Children, like for how long? You're always going to be that guy from Married with Children. I'm sorry. But the couple together, along with raising her son and their new baby, are absolutely adorable, and they're comedy for days. Love this couple together. And it seems to be a couple that at least American society for a long time were comfortable with. The Hispanic spouse. We had I Love Lucy, we had Ricky, you know, Ricky Ricardo was Cuban, and of course Lucille Ball was white, but this time it's switched around, and I really do think that the writers of that couple, I believe they channel the Ricardos when they do their little bits together, because it's just so reminiscent of that, and they're super cute. Okay, next couple. I'm not exactly happy about it. It is from the Haves and Have-Nots. Of course, we opened that premiere with Candace and James Cryer. We had Candace Young and James Cryer. Candace was the beautiful Jezebel who seduced James Cryer and had him wrapped around her little finger. And again, this is so stereotypical. Tyler, can you please do better? Tyler, do better. Because what you're doing is just perpetuating stereotypes where the black woman comes in second and she's just this temptress, and the white man is just so powerless against her, and she's just this thieving, scheming, conniving woman. I mean, haven't we had enough of that? I mean, between this and Scandal, y'all need to do better, really. You need to do better. Okay, next up is The Flash. Adorable couple Barry and Iris are really starting to heat up the screen. We saw a future scenario that unfortunately never happened, but what we did see was quite steamy, and that was Barry and Iris locking lips and proclaiming their love to each other. Now, what's particularly interesting about this production is that the cartoon, The Flash, the comic strip, has always depicted Iris as a white girl. But in this one, she's black. So I say that's progress because they're mixing it up a little bit, making things a little bit more saucy, updating things to reflect what's going on with society. So I'm really excited to see how these two are going to develop. All right, so next, Walking Dead. Glenn and Maggie, they are so sweet. So they met second season. Glenn just wanted to get laid. He wanted to make sure that he experienced ecstasy before he died and eaten by zombies, hapless guy that he was. And he met Maggie, and it turned into being this beautiful and supportive relationship where they fight for each other, where Glenn walks through glass and fire and slays dragons for his woman, and that's always so wonderful to see. I'm so glad that Glenn is a chivalrous young Asian man. It really kind of ups the credibility and the profile of Asian men as love interests. So kudos, Walking Dead, and kudos to Glenn and Maggie. We want to see more of you. Okay, next up, Crosby and Jasmine. How many of you did saw that beautiful wedding where they had the choir and everybody was moving and, like, you know, slow motion as the bride made her way up to the aisle, and you saw the tears and the smiles and the weird looks, and what was that all about? One thing that I noticed that was really sweet was that they both seemed to be absolutely crazy for each other and absolutely crazy to be married. But I gotta say, I gotta be honest, Crosby, you did real good, dude. You did real good with Jasmine, because, yeah, you did real good. Okay, and we can't not mention How to Get Away with Murder. Okay, so this may not be the most functional interracial relationship between Professor Annalisa Keating and her husband, Sam Keating, and we know all about it. He's suspected of having an affair and blah, blah, blah. There's a whole lot of intrigue involved with that. Okay, not the most perfect relationship. However, I think that it's an interesting dynamic because it shows the diversity of relationships. Not every relationship is going to be amazing and wonderful and full of hearts and flowers and unicorns. Some relationships are going to be messy and gross, and I think that Shonda Rhimes does a really good job of showing the nuances and actually humanizing black women to show our layers, because we have layers. We are not just the Mammy, the Jezebel, and the Sapphire. We are many layered, and we have all these different emotions and shades of emotions, and I love that Shonda Rhimes is bringing that out into mainstream media, and right now she is dominating ABC. So you go, Shonda, you go. And finally, we give homage to the pioneers of interracial relationships on television, Tom and Helen Willis from The Jeffersons. You guys all remember them. And they were kind of a kooky couple, and George Jefferson often made fun of them and mocked them, which is, you know, kind of what happens with a lot of interracial relationships today, unfortunately. But a key distinction was they were so brave. And by the way, the woman who plays Helen Willis is the mother of Lenny Kravitz. So she, what happened in art also played out in real life. But one thing that was really riveting about Helen and Tom was that they showed a love for each other. They expressed their love for each other and dedication. And boy, have interracial relationships come a long way, because there were rules back in those days. Tom and Helen could show no affection for each other. They couldn't, they barely hugged, and they certainly couldn't kiss. Compare that to what's happening now. And boy, have we come a long way. All right, stay tuned next month for our next top 10 interracial something or other. If you guys have an idea for me, you can reach me at Christelyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, Beyond Black White.